flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I started to move. Once we got to the coaching search, and it became so obvious how dangerous this is, how dangerous it is for the guy who is broadcasting the games to be able to just kind of walk on the field and talk with a Ben Johnson beforehand. Now, luckily for the Bears and other teams, it didn't seem to matter. As much as we thought it might matter and that he might pull a Pat Riley and throw the rings on the table with Ben Johnson, it never got to that point.
Well,
the Bears never allowed it to get to that point.
And fortunately for the Bears, Ben Johnson has taken a trip to see a Cubs series every year for the last decade, wanted to be here, and likes Caleb Williams and sees it all for what it is.
Fortunately, that's the case. Fortunately, that's what was going on. But if Ben Johnson were Ben Johnson, the Royals fan, instead of the Cub fan, or married into a Royals family or a Mariners family, would this have played out differently?
It's a good question.
And it makes me uncomfortable that I have to feel this way about Tom Brady, but I do. And I have come around on Brady as a broadcaster. I still don't think he's as good as the guys he replaced, which we'll get to momentarily.
Uh-huh.
But I understand the value of it. I think he's better suited to be doing studio stuff. And I could actually live with him fulfilling the Fox thing by being a studio guy and an owner. I think I'm okay with that. I'm less okay with him being this close to your quarterback, my quarterback, their quarterback.
Sure.
It just doesn't feel right to me now. I'm now with everyone else. It's like, this is something that should be taken care of.
Plenty of room on the raft. Welcome over. I think you're right. And I totally understand why it took you a little while, because him being exposed as a guy who's really running things in Vegas, as well as a guy who's committed to his decade-long contract, then you realize, oh, this isn't going anywhere. The one thing I want to say is, I think I understand what you're saying about the competitive nature and running a team and having an edge in winning, but don't underestimate the competitive nature as a public person. Who's his main rival?
Peyton Manning.
He references him all the time on broadcast. He talks about him and Peyton. What has Peyton done post-career? Peyton dominates with the Manning cast. He's on everybody's TV on Monday nights, talking to great guests, having fun, as well as all the commercials and the SNL stuff and everything like that. Tom has his main competitive rival is killing it in the media game, and he still brings him up all the time. So Tom's competitive juices are, and they're being fed by people not thinking he was going to be good at this.
Yes.
Remember the commercial, which he apparently had a big voice in the production of, with all the different Tom Brady's of the past in his face on the couch telling him, you can't do this. You're not going to be good at this.
And he's fighting with all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's getting something from being good at this, and more power to him. You just should not be able to do both.
There's also the Greg Olsen part of this. And I will admit and be transparent, I am biased. I covered Greg. I like Greg a lot. I think that he is smart. I think he is interesting. I think that he took on the challenge of becoming an analyst, and he has really grown into one of the best, if not the best, analyst of the NFL. And hearing him in the interview that he did with the Charlotte Observer, he sounds heartbroken by this. He sounds heartbroken that he's not calling the Super Bowl this year, that he knows that he got good at the gig and he's not being given a chance. And it's hard to see the quotes from him.
He said it sucks that he did it 2 years ago and isn't getting a chance to do it now.
He said, in my mind, I'm going to call big time games again. I'm going to call Super Bowls again. I just don't know the timeline or the venue. And so he was asked on whether or not, you know, he feels resentment towards Brady. And he said this quote, and like, this is the heartbreaking part of it. I don't think resentment's probably accurate, but I also think it's not too far off, if I'm being honest. I don't have any ill will. There's no personal resentment towards Tom or obviously KB and EA. I still talk to all of them fairly regularly. I'm hoping to see them next week down in New Orleans and grab dinner or a drink or just kind of shoot the bleep and catch up. Like, that man is heartbroken by this.
Those are my guys. God. You know what it reminds me of, frankly? It's when I was vaguely employed, had been removed from a talk show, and like, I couldn't listen to McNeil and Parkins. I couldn't listen to those guys. You know, I'd just been doing the show, and all of a sudden I'm on the couch. Still getting paid, but not doing the show is just a really weird existence.
Yeah.
I mean, Olsen's saying, hopefully I get to see those guys. And I
yeah,
talk
I'd like
to
see my guys.
Oh, man. That's brutal. Because he's great. He's truly great.
He's really, really good at this.
Was he the reigning, Texture says, was he the reigning Emmy winner at the time?
Yes.
The reigning Emmy-winning broadcaster as a color commentator.
And he deserved it. And now, I mean, look, he's taking care of his family. He's coaching. He's still doing.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
analysis.
Him and Joe Davis is a very good team.
But he's so good at it. And not that Brady's bad. I don't think that he's bad. I think he's gotten past that part. I think he's pretty good. I don't think he's as good as Greg. And maybe that's something that's driving Tom, because anything can drive Tom.
Everything drives Tom. Yeah. Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal. And Fox should get a lot of hate for that. They have a problem, by the way. That pregame show, that
so much grab ass. There's so much.
Like 9 people on the set.
I mean, that's okay, so I'm glad you brought this up, because this is a bigger issue for me too. I don't think that there is value to pre and post game pregames outside. I really don't.
At the site of the game?
Yeah, I don't think.
Really?
For post game, I get it, because you can get the person and you're there with them and you can interview them after the game.
I think it's always good on like the Amazon Thursday nights when like the player walks over.
Right, but that's post.
Yeah.
In pregame, there's no value of that crew being cold because the game happens to be in Buffalo. Or this past weekend.
Like, I'll be honest. I don't watch a lot of pregame.
I do.
I find myself getting distracted. Like, you see, okay, look what this guy's wearing in the cold. And it's like, oh, he's really well put together and thought out. And this guy's just throwing on whatever they give him.
Right.
Look, here's Andrew Whitworth in a hoodie under a jacket. Again, yeah. He's pioneered that look.
He has. And for a big guy like that, I dig it.
He's making it work.
I dig the vibe. But at the NFC title game, someone gave Tom a football, and then all of a sudden Gronk was snapping the football, and Julian Edelman's there for some reason, and they're like playing catch, and like, guys, this is the NFC Championship game. Like, what are we doing here?
They're playing catch. They're outside.
They're outside.
They're football players.
I just...
Lawrence?
Look, this is one of my issues here, too. Radio shows should be done in radio studios.
Oh, how dare you? We had a good time at the United Center.
We did. But those are the shows that drive me the absolute craziest.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of it that you can't control.
I know.
And you know me.
I know. Yes. I do. But it's exciting, too. Yeah, the performer in you comes out when there's a crowd there. I just think that Fox thing, I think the CBS thing is better. I think they have found a transition to some new guys
who actually
work pretty well. I think Matt Ryan's pretty damn good.
I think he's really good.
And I think the Fox crew, I mean, Jimmy has lost some of the fastball. Terry has lost the fastball a few years back. I don't like Gronk. I don't think Gronk is good at television in that studio setting. I don't think he's good at it.
I think there's another way to use Gronk that they haven't tapped into yet. And
making bicycles with balloons?
No. I think there's a way to do it, but I don't think that they've gotten it right yet.
I don't think it's talking. I don't think Gronk talking at a desk, you know? It's just so damn many of them. It's going back and forth. I feel like Howie is still good, but Howie's kind of gotten pushed into the middle and just gets little snippets here and
there. It's so weird because I think Strahan and Howie are really good at their jobs, and I feel like they aren't used as much as they should be. You don't need much. And Kurt does a good job of playing traffic cop, but there's silly stuff. And I, you know, hearing some of the backstory, you understand it better. At halftime, there's no reason that Terry Bradshaw should be reading highlights.
No way.
But I know that as he's been in decline, he's wanted to do it so that he stays engaged. And I totally get that.
And think about the mix. They don't have a quarterback. Without him, they don't have a quarterback. So they know they need a quarterback, and they're still clinging to Bradshaw.
Yeah, but they have another quarterback, and his name is Tom Brady.
I know, but
that to me would be the easy fix to all of this.
That's why they do hologram Brady. They
I don't
do
like that either.
Me neither. They do hologram Brady every once in a while. They haven't found a high profile quarterback that they can have in studio. So they cling to Bradshaw. They don't have a coach other than Jimmy.
Yeah,
they have a collection of players. And so I feel like they would have transitioned away from those guys if they had replacements for those guys.
Yeah, but those guys are out there. You have to find them and develop them. You know, like you never know who's going to. I think that J.J. Watt's turned into a pretty good.
I agree.
Analyst.
But not a quarterback or a coach. And
that's
true. They've got Howie.
But they've got Cowher and Matt Ryan. Right? They've got a coach and a quarterback.
Right.
And no one would have ever guessed that Nate Burleson would become this.
No, I know. And well, they've got Michael Strahan, who is that for them. a crossover guy, you know?
But Michael Strahan's a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
Nate Burleson was a decent player that hung on for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. I just feel like Fox is scrambling around and doesn't know what the next generation even is at this point. And I bet they were hoping that Brady would be their studio guy. That Brady would be the linchpin of studio work moving forward. And then he's like, no, I want to do games. That's my gut feeling on it anyway.
You're probably right. I had no idea Nate was from Canada.
Blame Canada then.
He's like Lance Storm. He's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Didn't know that.
You learn something new every day. I'm looking at that Wikipedia page
every single day.
All right, when we come back, well, I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here, Brady. He's got to go.
Yeah. Stop double dipping.
Too much dip on your chip. We're going to hear from someone that you haven't heard from in a while. Tim Anderson, next on The Score.